Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or maybe let go. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Like butter. That's the phrase I think of every time I think of avocados. It increases at this time of the year, especially because when the avocado growers choose to advertise at sporting events is right now. I've developed a taste for avocados over the past 20 years, and I'm glad I did because this is one nutrition powerhouse. Let's take a look at avocados in general and then the results of a recent study I found interesting. The avocado is actually the fruit of an evergreen tree. Avocados are native to Central and South America, but today they are cultivated in California and Florida within the United States and anywhere that it's hot and humid enough to grow them. The advantage for us is that they are available in your grocery store pretty much all year round. There are dozens of varieties of avocados, but the Haas variety is the most popular type of avocado in the United States. As I said, avocados are technically fruits just like tomatoes, but because they are more savory, they are traditionally used as vegetables when preparing meals. The perceived problem with avocados is that they are high in fat. Fat is still considered the enemy in many diet approaches, but maybe the nutritional profile will change that thinking. Let's take a look. Well, the first thing that jumps out is the fat content, between 20 to 30 grams of fat in about 4 ounces of avocado, depending on the type. But looking at the type of fat in the avocado, only 3 grams are saturated. The bulk of the fat, about 21 grams, is monounsaturated fat. That's the same healthy fat that's found in olive oil. And before you even ask, is avocado oil a good fat to use in salads and cooking? The answer is yes, and great for cooking because it has a high smoke point. The second thing that makes avocado special is the fiber content at 9 grams of fiber in 4 ounces of avocado. Now, when you consider that our fiber intake averages just 12 to 13 grams per day as adults, avocados can add a significant amount to our fiber intake. Let's turn to the vitamin and mineral profile. If we set 20% of the daily value as a criteria, then the nutrients that exceed that value include vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin B6, folate, pantothenic acid, magnesium, and potassium. So any way you look at it, the nutrient profile of the avocado is great. While the vitamin E content wasn't over 20% in the avocado, the high fat content could enable vitamin E and other fat-soluble vitamins to be absorbed from other foods eaten in a meal. Well, why? In order to absorb fat-soluble vitamins like beta-carotene and vitamins A, D, K, as well as vitamin E, fat has to be there. It has to be present. So this is an example of the role that quality fats play in our nutritional health. We can reduce the saturated fat from fried foods and vegetable oils, but we need quality fats for important reasons such as this. The final part of the avocado worth mentioning are the phytonutrients, and it has many types. The first group is called phytosterols. Phytosterols are plant-derived compounds that are similar in structure and function to cholesterol. Research demonstrates that phytosterols may help prevent the absorption of cholesterol, and that can benefit our overall heart health. Avocados are also high in carotenoids. We tend to think about carotenoids as concentrated in bright orange or red vegetables like carrots or tomatoes. And while those vegetables are great sources of the carotenoids, avocado, despite its dark green skin and largely greenish inner pulp, also contain a significant variety of carotenoids. The third group are non-carotenoid antioxidants, including the flavonoids, epicalcocatechin, gallate, commonly known as EGCG, vitamin C, vitamin E, in the minerals manganese, selenium, and zinc. And finally, we got omega-3 fatty acids in the form of alpha-linolenic acid, as well as some polyhydroxylated fatty alcohols. Now, both of these types have demonstrated anti-inflammatory tendencies in test tube studies. Now, it remains to be seen whether that will carry over to human studies, but the bottom line, the avocado is a superpower when it comes to nutrition. How do you pick a good avocado? Trust me, I'm no expert. From what I've learned, you want a fruit with no visible dents or blemishes, not too soft unless you plan on using it the same day. I tend to get avocados that are firm but do respond to pressure. If I know I'm going to eat avocados in a day or two, I buy them hard and leave them to ripen on the counter. If they get to the ripen stage I like, I put them in the fridge. The thing is, you can't buy avocados weeks in advance because they do ripen and start to lose nutritional value. The California Avocado Commission has plenty of videos on the best way to peel avocados in order to retain all those nutrients I mentioned earlier. Use your search engine to find them. So, how are you going to eat your avocados? Well, I cut them up and put them on salads and slice them to use in sandwiches. I also make a dip, not really a salsa, by slicing them up and adding an herb-based sea salt, then mash them together until they're sort of lumpy yet smooth. But there's another way I enjoy them, using the mashed avocado spread as a substitute for mayonnaise instead of slicing them like I said earlier. When you consider that mayonnaise has about 100 calories per tablespoon, using even 2 tablespoons of avocado spread lowers the calories to just 50 and gets you all of those phytonutrients and higher quality fat. Let's take a look at a recently published study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that illustrated the potential benefits of substituting 300 calories from fat in the diet with 300 calories from avocado. Researchers recruited subjects with elevated fasting triglycerides, greater than 135 milligrams per deciliter up to 499 milligrams per deciliter. The subjects were also overweight or obese, about 50 years old, but otherwise healthy. They screened over 150 potential subjects. They screened over 150 potential subjects, and 42 met the criteria. For 3 weeks, on a random basis, subjects ate either a normal American diet with 40% fat from traditional sources like meats and oils, or a diet prepared with 300 calories from avocado while removing 300 calories from fat. After a 2-week washout period, the subjects ate the opposite diet, and the data from each diet were pooled for analysis. The results showed a decrease in all serum lipid values, but a significant 10% decrease in fasting triglycerides, an average of 17 milligrams per deciliter when eating the avocado-substituted diet in just 3 weeks. They put avocados in foods a person wouldn't expect, like muffins as well as salsas and salad dressing, and used natural food dyes in the regular versions of those to mask the color of the avocado. 2 important points. The diets were precise in substituting 300 calories of fat with 300 calories from avocado. They just didn't add avocado to an already high-fat diet. We don't really know whether it was the type of fat in the avocado, the high fiber content, or some other nutrients that elicited the effect on triglycerides. We just know that avocados were substituted in innovative ways. Second, this isn't the be-all and end-all study on food substitutions, but it does show that dietary changes need to be consistent to be effective. So whatever strategy you use to eat healthier, you have to be consistent to get the results you want. And that's all the time I have for this episode. So if you like this podcast as well as avocados, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.